Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon on this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I pray that you are well and beyond blessed today, and that despite what you're facing right now, that you're still hopeful, you're still on goal, and you're still standing. That is the most important thing, that you're still standing. And your standing may not look like what standing for someone else may look like. When you think about the physical form of some people, you have, if you go to the Special Olympics, you see athletes who can outbeat many of us who have the ability that they lack. But they win, and they push, and that's their identity of still standing. They can just do anything their minds, you know, put their minds to, despite their disabilities. And so today, I just encourage you to stand, no matter what disability you're facing. And it could be a spiritual disability, a physical disability. It could be just a disability of something that's blocking you and keeping you from getting to the next level, or even getting to the rest of this day. Whatever you do, whatever you're going through, stand. Make sure you stand despite it all. So if you're at work right now and someone is agitating you, stand. If your kids have your mind going 1,000 miles an hour, stand. Your mate is having you on the verge of wanting to shake them till you can't shake them no more, stand. It's already inside of you to stand and pursue and keep pushing no matter what. No matter what, you got to keep pushing. And so I just came to tell you, for this midday motivation, no matter what you're going through, stand. Father God, we just thank you for allowing us to breathe, Lord God. We thank you for allowing us, Lord God, to face on whatever comes our way. We thank you for the strength that is already inside of us, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So we stand on that today, and we thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. We thank you for your love that continues to lead the way. We thank you for your light that continues to shine in us, Lord God. Give us the courage to let that light shine. Give us the capacity to go out and look like you, Lord God, despite what we're going through. Because we know that all things that we face, we can conquer because of who you are and who you are in us. Today, Lord God, I pray for those that are mourning. I ask that you would just give them a supernatural amount of strength, amount of understanding, amount of peace so they can rest, peace so they can eat. Because we know, Father God, that many, they go into a stage of just being numb. So I pray that you will remove that numbness from them today, Lord God, and replace it with hope, Lord God, knowing that they will see their loved ones again, knowing that joy does come in the morning, knowing that you can give them memories that they can hold on to, and they can continue to live and do something to continue to honor that person that they're mourning, Lord God. Today I pray for the small business owner that is trying to make a way, that is trying to get started, restart, grow, elevate, whatever it is that their heart is desiring, I pray that you would meet them at their needs. I pray for the creative, Lord God, who has their hands in multiple endeavors, Lord God. I pray that you would continue to give them guidance, give them creativity, give them wisdom, discernment, give them an agenda that they can follow so that they can do things in decency and order. Touch their minds and let them just flow, Lord God, in the gifts that you've allowed them to be in charge of their lives. Because everything that you give us is a responsibility. It's something that we're to take and move forward and be great with it. You didn't give it to us for us to sit on, Lord God. So I just pray that you would just give them all that they need so that they continue to move forward in the gifts that you've given them. Lord, I just thank you for love, 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 love. In the midst of all the darkness that's going on, that's all around us, that's evident. I thank you for the love that's evident. I know that you have brought this love into our lives and that you continue to give us reason to let our love shine and accept love and receive love and give love. So I pray that those that are in the position to give love, to give it to someone who is looking for it, and I pray for those that are needing something and not understanding what it is, that they receive love from someone. Someone shows up and be their angel, Lord God. I pray these things, and I give you the glory, the honor, and all the praise through your Son, because we are your sons and daughters, and we love you, and we give you all the glory. Amen. Have an amazing day. Tomorrow I will try to figure out how to add the audio that has like email requests, prayer requests, praise reports, or something that you may want to share. Tomorrow I will try to figure out how to add that because it is available to happen. And so I want to be able to afford you love that opportunity. But until then, I love you. Stay motivated, stay encouraged, and enjoy the second half of your day to the fullest. I love you.